guys.
We'll have you back sometime. Would that be all right?
That'd be great. I'd love to come back.
All right. You're listening to The Cradle and the Convert here on 88.9, 96.5 FM, streaming live on WDCRradio.com with Dave and Dan on The Cradle and the Convert. We'll be back in just a minute.
Kids, time for Sunday Mass.
We went to church at school this week. Why do we have to go again?
But Mom, I have a soccer game.
Church is boring. Why can't I just pray alone?
Giving your children a Catholic education is a great sacrifice. Yet, in the busyness of the week, we sometimes fail to give our children the greatest gift available to them, the gift of Sunday Eucharist. Jesus personally invites us to the Eucharist. It was his last gift to us before he died on the cross. Jesus is the closest to you when you receive him into your heart through Holy Communion at Mass. How can we refuse this invitation? I'm Bishop Thomas John Piprocki of the Springfield Diocese. What was the best thing that happened to you this week? Please take some time to attend Mass and thank God for all he has given to you.
All right, welcome back to The Cradle and the Convert. Dave Slade here with Dan Walker this morning. Dan, wasn't Val a great guest? I mean,
she's
really,
pretty awesome.
I didn't really know the different resources available here at St. Mary's as far as cancer care goes. So I'm glad to have gotten that to discuss this morning. Prayers to St. Peregrine.
And, yeah, I don't think they get the publicity like a lot of other.
Yeah. And I didn't know the affiliation between them and cancer care specialists, which is the big one up by the Y.
Yeah, so then that's good. That's nice to know.
Yes, it is.
Gives me
sure
a little
is.
More peace of mind, too,
yep.
Should I ever have to utilize their services.
Yeah, God forbid. You know, I when you talk about things you're going to be thankful for Thanksgiving, the fact that we live in this country, that we were born Christian and raised Catholic, and we don't have serious chronic illness in our lives, those of us that don't really need to be thankful. For those that do, we need to be thankful that we have places like the Cancer Care Center here at St. Mary's. Now, one of our weekly features that we like to share with everybody is the gospel preview for the next Sunday. We like to give you that so you'll have an opportunity to reflect on it and hear it before Father will read it at Mass and then listen to his homily. So, Dan, what gospel reading do we have for this Sunday?
This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ.
Well, you don't know the day or the hour, and you better be prepared. It's one of those things where perseverance and planning ahead, you know, we can plan ahead all we want. We can plan to have extra oil, you know, if we need it. However, you need to think about right now. You know, like I said earlier in the show, you can't change the past and you don't know if there's a future. Right now is what's important. But in this case, planning to have that extra oil so that you'll be allowed into the banquet. And that balm, that oil, is obviously referred to as the grace of God, and to be well stocked on that by participating in the sacraments, going to Mass on Sunday, daily prayer, You know,
reconciliation.
Yes, confession.
Which most of myself, I speak, obviously do not go it often enough, as most of us Catholics do not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if the Pope goes once a week, I mean, what, you know, you look at the Pope and you think, what in the world does a Pope have to confess? But he's human. He's a sinner. He admits it. All of the saints freely admitted St. Paul there. They were the greatest of sinners.
Well, you know, the good Lord created us in his own image, but with free will.
Yeah.
You know, and we have the choice, and we know there's evil in this world.
Yeah, we do.
And we know the goodness of Jesus Christ in all of us. And so we can choose to bring out the goodness of Jesus Christ or the evil of the devil. And it is a choice we make. And when we are weak, obviously we sin, and we need that sacrament for forgiveness.
Well, Dan, you know, you bring up something interesting. We weren't real sure if we were going to talk about this or not, but I think it might be a good time when we talk about free will and evil in this world. You know, last weekend, the horrific shooting in Texas at a church of people that were there in worship. People ask all the time, well, how does God allow this to happen?
And that comes, what I say is free will. You know, there is evil in this world. This person had evil in his heart and selfishness. He's thinking about himself before others. And so this versus the goodness of Jesus Christ, if all of us would put ourselves, you know, the typical, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
And give a little bit, serve others, as, you know, right here at St. Mary's Hospital, serving others, serving you is our way of life, that sort of thing. I think you'd have more joy in your heart versus darkness in your heart.
Darkness, revenge. I mean, he was out for revenge against his in-laws. And what makes a person snap and just annihilate a congregation like that? The normal person, we will never get our arms around that. But, you know, in the Old Testament, you know, God said the rain falls on the good and the bad, and the sunlight shines on the good and the bad. And the good and the bad also smell the roses. But it is free will in how we look at it. And that was one of the greatest gifts God could give us, because we get to choose what we're going to do with our lives, how we're going to follow him. Are we going to choose to freely follow him, depending on his grace and that type of thing to help us? But you're absolutely right. Free will is something that nobody can control.
Well, and then we talk about prayer, and, you know, you've heard in media outlets, people going onto Twitter and really ridiculing us as Christians and ridiculing us of those with prayer, because they don't truly understand what prayer does for the soul.
Yeah.
They have no concept of the reason for prayer. We don't pray to say, God, intervene with me right now. I need you now. Protect me now. That is not the purpose of prayer. And that's where I don't think they fully can comprehend, and I think it shows their foolishness.
Yeah. I think, you know, people that said, we're sick of offering our thoughts and prayers for these kind of things. These have to be stopped. Well, offering our prayers may be the thing that stops it or has stopped some. How many of these things have been stopped by prayer? Well, we'll never know. But, you know, the FBI and Homeland Security has found and deterred a lot of these things, a lot of terrorist cells, things like that, that maybe through our own prayers have been able to stop some of these things. So don't quit praying, folks, and don't quit going to church, and don't be afraid. You know, Jesus said, be not afraid, and that includes when it's time to go to Mass, when it's time to go out in public, be vigilant. Be vigilant. If you see something, say something, but don't be afraid. That's what these people want, to instill fear and disturb our lives and upset our apple cart, so to speak. So we don't want to give in to that. We don't want to be afraid. We want to continue to live our lives in the way we're accustomed to and in the service and grace of God.
And we also want to ask the Holy Spirit to come down upon those who have lost their loved ones, to give them that inner strength that they need. And only through prayer will someone who's lost a parent, lost a child, a sibling, how do you get through that horror? And you need the Holy Spirit to come down upon you and give you the power and the strength to get through that. And only through prayer will that happen. So we talk about, you know, we just talked about the saint.
Peregrine. Yeah.
As far as asking for his
intercession to our Lord. Yeah.
And these times like this, we pray for that intercession.
You know, maybe we ought to put forth the canonization of Father Michael Judge. Michael Judge was a chaplain for the fire department in New York City on 9/11. He was the first confirmed dead soul or dead person on 9/11. He was a Catholic priest. He was the first one on the scene with the fire department on it. He died in the collapse of the first tower. Now, there's a guy that, suffered through terrorism, and maybe he would be an intercessor for us to help us deal with terrorism and to not be afraid, because he wasn't afraid. He went right in there with those men and basically, in my opinion, was a martyr.
No doubt. And who was it? Was it what movie? What saint? You know, you talk about do not be afraid.
Right.
It's Father Erisman talking about when one of his superiors had to go see someone with AIDS early on, and he had to wear the gowns.
Right.
I forget that story and who was involved with that. And this old cankerous priest took off all of his protection and went in and saw this man, because a man
It was a bishop. It was a bishop that had done that. But
So that's right. Anyway.
Well, so that's our little take on, funny how we got on a whole bunch of different things from that gospel about being prepared and having plenty of oil when the bridegroom comes. But that's because we are not theologists or theologians. We are not ordained. We're just Dave and Dan sitting here thankful that you've given us time to share with you on The Cradle and the Convert. When you're going to come back here in just a minute with some community calendar, I think Dan wants to talk a little bit about the play tonight at Our Lady of Lourdes, Tolton from Slave to Priest. And we'll do that right after we come back from this quick break while we get a drink. All right, hold on. This is a public service announcement from WDCR. Macon County State's Attorney Jay Scott has announced that residents are being targeted with a Publisher's Clearinghouse telephone scam. Numerous calls to the Elder Fraud Hotline have reported this scam in recent days. The callers claim to be from Publisher's Clearinghouse and tell the intended victim that they have won a large prize and that the payment up front of a processing fee and tax is required in order to receive their winnings. The callers will request this payment by purchasing a prepaid debit card or wiring the money. If you receive this call, hang up. If you suspect a scam has been committed or attempted, please call the Elder Fraud Hotline at 217-615-7982. All calls are answered by State's Attorney Jay Scott. To learn more about scams, visit the State's Attorney's website at www.sa-macon-il.us. All right, welcome back to The Cradle and the Convert. In this segment of the show, we're going to talk the community calendar, some events going on locally. We want to promote your Catholic events, be it parishes, service organizations, or charities, by putting your event here on our community calendar. And you can do that by calling us here at the studio at 464-1099, 464-1099, just like the tax form. Or you can send us an email with the information, which is really preferable because Ann can print it off and hand it to me, at contact, C-O-N-T-A-C-T, at WDCRradio.com. Contact at WDCRradio.com. And that's how this one came in to me, Dan. It's about the Franciscan Nativity Festival, which is coming up in just a couple weeks. They always have the festival before Christmas. People bring their displays over and put them on display for people to see. And the Chiara Center, which is in Springfield, will host the Franciscan Nativity Festival on Friday, December 1st from 2 to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd from noon to 4.
And you know, I noticed that it's after Thanksgiving when we're doing this. Isn't that nice?
It is nice. The event is free to the public, and the festival features over 100 nativity sets, many of which are new entries to the annual festival at the Chiara Center, located at 4875 Laverna Road in Springfield. You can go to the website, www.chiaracenter.org, for more information. You know, Dan, I bought a nativity set several years ago from the vendors that came around to the churches selling the olive wood carvings. Yep. These are all hand-carved. It's a beautiful
set. From Israel?
Yeah.
From Arethos, yes.
I wonder if I could display that.
You know, my sister has every Christmas, she has made a history of giving her nieces and nephews another piece to the nativity set.
Oh, nice. And that's so, a great idea.
Yeah, and so that she does as a Christmas present to all of her nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
And that's something that's been tradition for her. And it's always fun to see what little piece you're going to get.
Oh, you know, as a kid, didn't you love looking at the nativity
Beautiful.
Set?
And wait for that baby Jesus come
out.
Oh,
waiting for him to come. Oh, yeah. And the kings, the three kings, the magi, we'd always put them off in the distance and move them a little closer towards Christmas. It was great. What do you got for community calendar for us, Dan?
Well, first of all, because we're heading up to Thanksgiving, just want to let a lot of listeners know how well the Catholic community comes out and supports the annual food drive, the WSOI food drive.
Oh, yeah.
Over 1.5 million pounds of food this year, and there's always a battle between all the schools throughout the area. So it's not just Catholic schools, but we really do a fantastic job. And I just want to for the St. James St. Patrick's Parish, they were able to raise over 211,000 pounds.
Isn't that
of
something?
Food.
You know, and St. Teresa I think raised 240,000 pounds. I was watching a.
And did they win it, too, I think?
Yeah,
maybe?
They won it.
Yeah,
so St. Teresa won it this year. They dethroned
St. Pat's.
Not too far
off, 240 versus 211.
Yep. But, you know, I saw a story on the news the other day about a food drive in Springfield from a school where they raised a whopping 17,000 pounds. And I thought, 17,000 pounds?
Yeah.
Our schools, between the two of them, donated 500,000 pounds of food. So God bless the people that give to these community food drives. They will go to the Catholic Charities and Salvation Army to provide food for the less fortunate, hopefully through the winter.
And this town is blessed. There's a lot of
giving
people.
It's a generous place.
Unbelievable town.
It really is.
No doubt about it. You know, something that my wife and I are going to go to this evening is a one-person play at Our Lady of Lourdes Church. It's going to be held in the church, and I really highly... We've done a little bit about Father Tolton, one of the first black,
the first
Catholic
priest,
black priest here in America, and we have an actor Andre Goodnight of St. Luke Productions. He's doing a one act play and really going to highlight his life. He was a priest that started his practice in Quincy, moved up to Chicago. And Father Erisman did one of his homilies on Father Tolton, and quite moving when he was in seminary school, how one of his other, for lack of a better word, classmates had a heart attack. And I won't go into the whole thing, but one of another miracle as far as asking for Father Tolton's intercession to help this man, should have been dead.
Wow.
And then Father Paparaki being there in Quincy praying in front of the statue, in front of the church. It's just a really moving story just from Father Erisman's homily. If we could ever get that and put it on our on our website, it would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, he records them so he can send them to his mom.
But it is a Lady Lourdes Church. It's a Tolton from Slave to Priest. It's tonight at 6:30 p.m. in the church. It is free. But we will have a free will offering. There is some mature themes, so we want for people 10 years old and up. It'll be very rewarding, very enlightening, and I think it'll help strengthen your faith. So I do encourage everyone, and you don't have to be Catholic. We encourage anybody
Absolutely.
In the community. Our Lady of Lourdes Church, it's over by Target.
If Mound Road and Lourdes Drive.
Yeah, you can't miss it, and it's going to be in the church.
Yeah, and you know, Dan, the story is called From Slave to Priest, so it does cover about how he and his mother escaped slavery. Came up through Missouri and crossed the Mississippi River into Illinois at Quincy. That's when he got his calling, and I'm sure it'll go into the story about his days in school, the torment that he went through, the fact that no seminary in the country would take an African-American and make him a priest. He had to go to Rome. So the story is phenomenal. And when he was in Rome, I hate to spoil the story, but you know, he thought he was going to go back to Africa to preach, and the Pope sent him back to the Diocese of Springfield in Illinois.
Isn't that amazing, though? He had to go to Rome to become a priest.
Yep,
he couldn't do it right here in the States.
Because of prejudice and segregation something else.
So it's beautiful, beautiful story. Hope to see you there tonight.
I'll be there.
Another one, November 18th, also at Our Lady of Lourdes, is Make Your Wishes Known seminar. You know, we just had Val here.
Yeah.
This is, there's a $5 charge. But the topics will be living wills and medical power of attorney, Do not resuscitate. And how do you make that decision? Hospice care, med alert systems, cold facts, a gift of love plan, possibly. If you don't have any siblings and you have a little bit of an estate, you know, how do you, who do you give that to? How do you make those arrangements and whatnot? So November 18th, it's 9 a.m. in the Richmond Center, which is right behind the church at Our Lady of Lourdes. What else? St. Patrick's Schools having a winter craft show this Saturday, the 11th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can bring the kids because they're going to have a Santa photo workshop. Having a bake sale and barbecue lunch. So this coming Saturday, a lot looks like a nice, fun Saturday to have at St. Patrick's.
Yeah, who knows what the weather will be. This time of year, it might be 60. It might be 6.
Well, it's going to be 40. I already know.
Oh, okay. You already know. So already. You know, these weather guys, they project the weather out 7 days in advance. They don't know what's going to happen 2 days in advance, and most of them will admit that.
Well, I have to watch it because we have a big local football team, Moroa.
Yeah.
Forsyth. The Trojans are in a quarterfinal matchup against an undefeated team, Hamilton, West Hancock, and they're playing at West Hancock, which is in Wausau, mm-hmm. Illinois. And the temperature is supposed to be 40 degrees, 42 degrees.
Yeah. You're going to be broadcasting that game.
I'm broadcasting that for
WDKR.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're good friends of ours.
So if you want to listen to the Trojans and support them, tune it in to 107.3, and you'll be able to, if you can't make the trip.
Yeah.
Over there.
And so. If you're a Trojan fan, we obviously will allow you to change the channel from 88.9 to 107.3 to listen to the ball game, but then come right back to us.
Just for a couple hours.
Yeah, yep. Then come right back to us.
also, we support this, mention this every show for most part, the HSHS St. Mary's Widowed Support Group. They will meet a week from today. Thursday, November 16th, 11:30, at Claire's Restaurant, and that's on 2502 East Williams. So this coming Thursday, it'll be a week from today, it'll be at Claire's.
Okay. That about all you got over there?
Well, I can go on and on. Knights of Columbus.
Oh, yeah. How about tell them about the Knights of Columbus? It's the annual or the monthly brunch?
Brunch Sunday, November 12th. That's this coming Sunday, 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., just brunch, come in after Mass. And also can't miss wing nights on Thursdays.
Yeah, and I heard that their family night with the chicken dinner, that Jim Staples has the recipe for the chicken, was incredible.
I have not heard that yet.
They filled up both sides of the hall.
Wow, yep. That's a bunch of meals right there.
That's really great. All right, well, that's enough Anything of the calendar else? For now. That's all I can think of. I'm hoping that that we get a few more decent days. I have cleaned and polished my golf clubs for the winter, but I can get them out if we have another decent day. You know, Dan, just in the last few minutes of the show here, I wanted to discuss a book written by a professor of philosophy at Boston College, Peter Kreeft. His book's entitled Catholics and Protestants, What We Can Learn from Each Other. And I would suggest if you want to do a little research or read this book to pick it up and take a look, because he talks about Reformation. You know, right now, a lot of people are celebrating the 500th year of the Reformation, when Martin Luther came up with his 95 Theses and broke away, basically, from the universal church at that time. And John Calvin, who also broke away from the church, formed what it turned out to be the Methodist Church. Lutheran, obviously, was founded by Martin Luther. The church at that time was in deep need of reform. This is the days of St. Francis of Assisi, Loyola, St. Ignatius Loyola, and the church needed reformation. The papacy had been purchased by the Borgia family. People were paid off to elect the Borgias as pope, and we had a bad pope at the time. The church needed reformation. And what he talks about in his book is now 500 years later, we're celebrating the splitting of Christ's church. And why are we doing that? Basically, what he talks about are the things that we have in common. You know, when we pray the creed, there's only a line or two in the creed that the evangelicals, the Lutherans, the Methodists have issue with. And that's where we're in discussions now with the Anglican Church, the Lutheran Church, trying to patch that split. Because Christ wanted one church here on earth. He didn't want 42,000 churches, and that's what we have in the United States. And I'm not talking about buildings, Dan. That's congregations. Somebody changed a rule. Somebody didn't like it, opened their own church. Somebody didn't like that rule, opened their own church. 42,000 different congregations of Protestants. And we need to bridge that gap and bring everyone back under an umbrella, which is going to cause problem, not where we would ever want to compromise our beliefs, but to actually show that our beliefs are biblical and to get people to understand, because people don't hate the Catholic Church. They hate what they think the Catholic Church is.
They a lot of them do not have the knowledge either.
Right. They hear this that, so. And they spread this. And, you know, people that come into the church go, well, I didn't really understand that. And so in our morning prayer, we pray for the unity of all Christians. So just something to keep in mind. Again, that's Dr. Peter Kreeft. His book is called Catholics and Protestants, What We Can Learn from Each Other.
Ought to be a good book to read. Yeah. I'm not familiar with that book.
Yep.
I'll have to.
Well, we've got time for a final prayer, Dan. Do you have one in particular you'd like to lead us in?
I always like to do the Hail Mary.
Well, let's do that then, okay?
So always ask for her help.
Ask for the intercession of the Blessed Virgin now and at the hour of her death, right?
Amen.
Okay, name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Peregrine, pray for us. Right? All right, thanks for joining us this morning on The Cradle and the Convert. Next week, the ladies will be here with special guests, and I'll have to figure out who that is. I believe they have a revert to the faith going to come in and tell about her coming back story. So join us then next week on The Cradle and the Convert. For today, I'm Dave Slade.
And I'm Dan Walker.
And we'll see you soon.
God bless.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.